Monday, February 1, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. JSE-listed precious metals miner Village Main has bid 411 million rand for the control of Lesego Platinum. More than 205 million shares at 200 cents will be issued to settle the deal that will leverage the benefits of 142 million rand of capital Lesego has already raised to fund the Porcery Platinum project towards a bankable feasibility study stage. Village, headed by former Harmony Gold CEO Bernard Swanepoel, has concluded a binding agreement to acquire control of Lesego, as well as the affiliated entities that together control the 1,000-metre-deep Porcery project. UK-based Firestone Diamonds expects to sign an agreement with De Beers before the end of March to establish a tailings processing facility at the Debswana mine in Botswana. CEO Philip Kenny says that the Debswana tailings consist of an estimated 300 million tonnes of ore from the Dwaneng, Orapa and Letlhakane mines. Kenny predicts that the tailings are expected to deliver revenue of $1 billion over the project life. Once the expected contract signing takes place, the first tailings recovery plant will be established during the first quarter of 2011, with the plant becoming fully operational during the same year. Also making headlines, JSE-listed copper cobalt company Metarix is seeking to raise 750 million rand for its new copper growth. The mining sector and top oil exporter Saudi Arabia is slowly gaining momentum. State-owned utilities Eskom and Transnet study coal transport options. And emerging miner Coal of Africa Limited is still awaiting the granting of mining rights in South Africa for its 80% owned Vele coking coal project. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.